All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live on the Doug Scrubble Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting.
Bet
like Michael Lepore, but it's a special episode because the Doug Scrubble Show presents Dougie and Espo. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022. Espo, sure. Welcome back. It's been a while since we've did Dougie and Espo.
Let me tell you, Doug, I am so happy to be back. You know, it's been a minute, and I've missed it. I'm glad to be sitting in the seat right now.
How was that intro video that I put together for Dougie and Espo?
I laughed at it only because it was... I laughed at myself talking. Yeah. I don't know if that's conceited or not, but, you know, I think the intro is great.
Yeah, well, I was... I still have a question. What happened to my Malibu?
I'm putting my foot or hand down on this. We don't have to keep discussing this.
Well, it was in the intro video, so I had to bring it up. But let's get things started. When I went to pick up my brother yesterday from work, you mentioned, I don't think Tom Brady has it. Tom Brady may be 2-0, but Tom Brady's done. I think you're insane for that opinion.
A lot of people would say I'm insane for that comment.
He's 45. What do you expect? It's still early in the year.
I'm just saying, he's... I can tell it's not a Tom Brady season. Just by...
What did Aaron Rodgers say a few years ago?
Julio Jones had a wonderful play for his game.
R-E-L-A-X. Relax. It's still early in the year.
I don't... Yeah, but some people, you know, there's a lot of people even more important than we are in the football community that would say the same thing that I would. And I've heard it said before, and it makes sense to me how, yes, he is Tom Brady. No one can deny that. But with the weapons that he's had, you know, if he didn't have that, Tom Brady would be probably reconsidering retiring. He's lucky to be having Chris Godwin. He's lucky to have a Julio Jones who... looks like if he's not totally hurt, because he's... I have him on my fantasy and he's questionable right now. But if he stays healthy, which he has a bad track record of being healthy, sure, maybe they'll pull off a playoff wild card thing.
Well, he does have marriage issues going on.
Well, yes, that's basically the reason why he was contemplating retiring, was he not?
And you know what they say, happy wife, happy life.
Well, apparently if he is going through a divorce, if that's allegedly what's happening, I think that's the main motivator to coming back. But like I said, from what I've seen, I'm just saying, from what I've seen, you guys have seen the games, you have seen the clips, everyone's seen the clips. It just doesn't seem like it's Tom Brady.
I mean, things happen.
I mean, sure, yes, everything happens. You know, with age comes...
45. You saw it with Brett Favre. You saw it with Peyton Manning. You've seen it with all the greats.
Brett Favre.
Wait, actually, go in my closet over there.
And what do you want me to grab?
Look behind that Owens jersey.
T.O.
T. Tripp.
We got a Brett Favre Vikings jersey.
Okay. Yeah, bring it out. I think I'm going to wear that for Matt Hunt today.
I'm knocking crap over. I'm sorry. Oh, you have peanut?
Yeah, I'm going to wear this for our buddy Matt.
So we've got old school Mitchell and Ness.
No, this is the Reebok. This ain't old school.
Reebok. Sorry.
This is the actual jersey. Look at this.
Oh, speaking of jerseys, go Aaron Judge. That dude's a monster.
Future Met.
No comment. Actually, I kind of agree.
You said this a while ago.
Well, I did say this a while ago, but I didn't say the New York Mets. And from what I said the last time, there's a lot of people that I've heard agree with me on San Francisco.
They would have paid him by now. I see him going back to the West. Well, that's what Packer said.
I said San Francisco.
Packer think he's going out west.
I said San Francisco a couple weeks ago. Well, not a couple weeks ago. It's a couple episodes ago that I was on, either the last one or two episodes ago, I said that if he were to go anywhere, I said San Francisco, and I feel like that's a valuable option.
Well, while we're talking baseball, while we're talking Aaron Judge, let's talk about this Yankees team. I think the Blue Jays are going to come back and win this division. I think the Yankees are done.
You are a Yankee hater.
No, I'm not a Yankee hater. I'm a facts. I'm a facts person.
You are a Yankee.
I'm a facts person. I believe in facts. I don't believe in like fake stuff.
Here's
facts.
What I'll say about the Toronto Blue Jays.
Facts.
I love Matt Chapman. Great defensive third baseman.
Facts, man.
I love Bo Bichette.
Give me facts all day.
He's been having a down year, but he's a decent stop. George Springer is George Springer. He is a problem for the Yankees.
Well, let's be for real. The Yankees are a problem for the Yankees.
Well, health, yes, because Stanton, health issues. Hicks sucks. Judge is our only saving grace for this whole thing. I love Oswaldo Cabrera. I think he's going to turn out great. I didn't see much of Peraza though, so I have no comment on him. LeMahieu also could be injury, prone at times, but when he hits, he hits for contact, and we need that on this team that tries to hit the ball out of the park any chance they get. No bunts, no nothing. Every time I see a bunt, I cheer. I visibly cheer. Not internally, visibly. You can see me like, oh my God, it's a bunt. Oh my God, they bunted. And it's like a safety squeeze or something. And I'm like doing laps around the entire restaurant. So, who else we got on this team that we... Harrison Bader. Harrison Bader. Did you see the game that he had yesterday? Oh my
God. No, I don't watch the Yankees.
Great showing. I have a lot of problems. He's going to take over for Hicks. Hicks is out of here. He's getting traded in the offseason, hands down. No question.
I'm looking at the standings. The Yankees are 89-54. I mean, they are 89-58. So that means they are 19-24 in their last few games, or 58. Yeah, 19-24. What a bunch of scrubs.
Yeah, but I don't see the Blue Jays as a problem. I see the Astros more of a problem.
Yeah, but we don't want the Yankees to have the division. That's the thing.
Well, you're a Rays fan. What do you care about the Blue Jays?
I don't want the Yankees to have the division.
Well, I think we're...
Because I want to send you guys home in the wild card round.
I think...
The triggered Yankee Stadium.
I think we're a little too far away from that the idea of that.
No, you just need Toronto to win. Or us.
I think after this whole Aaron Judge and his grand slam.
Right now we're playing Toronto, so let's play the Yankees since you guys are. We're playing the Yankees in the wild card round right now.
That's a projection.
Yeah, if I got my wish. Right now we're playing Toronto. Seattle's playing the Guardians. Yankees and Astros have the byes.
Okay. Well, either way, I'm not denying that they have their problems, but I'm saying when they don't have their problems, they really don't have their problems. Like, they kick the shit out of teams sometimes.
Yeah, but they got cold at the right time.
Well, you can't deny anything can stop at any time. And the train stopped right after the All-Star break. So, you just gotta hope that they keep, try to get back those glimpses from the first half of the season. And have it finish off the rest of the season, and then come in prepared for maybe the AL, the first round,
the wild card round, the wild card round,
not
the divisional,
the divisional. So I don't know, man.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie and Espo. You could call us at 732-806-1911, or you could tweet us at @RealDougSharp, or follow us on all your social media platforms. Have any thoughts? Give us a call. Send us a tweet. Send us a message. Send us a comment, a text. We have plenty different opinions. Like Kyle thinks the Yankees are the best team in baseball. I totally disagree.
I don't think they are.
He thinks Zach Wilson's elite. I disagree.
I think he's all right. I think he's a decent right now.
You know who's elite?
Who?
Danny Dimes and Saquon Barkley, baby.
Sure.
2-0 Giants, first place.
I'm okay.
First place, baby.
Okay, first place, but Daniel Jones is not going to be your starting quarterback next
yes,
season.
Yes, he is. Why give up on the guy? Why give up on the guy?
Because
we're going to give up on Barkley, too?
I would get rid of him
can't
over...
Can't give up on him.
I would get rid of him over Bryce and take in Bryce Young.
We actually got a comment now. Brandon Schwartz, can't believe I left early yesterday.
Well, that is pretty bad.
That's bad.
That's pretty bad.
I wonder why he left early.
I would love to know the play-by-play on why.
I would love
the thought process.
I would love for Brandon to call up and tell us.
Please.
So, Brandon, if you want to discuss that, give us a call at 732-806-1911. But you got my personal number, so give that a call. Can't believe I left early.
What a shame. At least we got to see it.
On TV, actually. Hold on. Brandon sent me this clip yesterday.
Oh?
So I'm gonna use his audio. So credit to Brandon for this. This is how pissed he was.
Oh, he sent you an audio.
Yeah, but guess what? We fucking misjudged his home run.
I think he sounds a little pissed, to say the least. Oh my god. That's great.
Yeah, but guess what? We fucking misjudged his home run.
I think he needed an Advil after that. Oh my god. That is wild.
Oh, man. Like, it was the eighth inning, too.
Crazy.
You knew he had one at bat left. Why leave?
I don't know. I wouldn't have. I'm a guy... Well, I think me and you are the same. When we go to baseball games, we don't leave early.
Exactly. Let that be a lesson learned.
Because here is the game of baseball in a nutshell.
They're losing 8-4.
Anything can happen.
They were losing 8-4. I guess they figured it's over. Let's beat the traffic.
I mean, I would have.
But Judge had to...
If it wasn't a Judge situation...
Oh, then you leave.
Then
but
I would
Judge
leave.
Was batting in the ninth inning.
Yeah, so I would stay.
Otherwise, you're going to be like this. And I don't think you want to be like this.
Yeah, but guess what? We fucking misjudged his home run.
Poor Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
I feel bad for the guy.
I mean, at least it wasn't the record.
I mean, yes, but
it wasn't
is 60,
62.
But it is 60, and that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but still, I would never leave like that. In the eighth inning, I could understand if it's... You know, you got your lineup coming up as Cabrera, Hicks, and someone else, but not when you see Judge there. I would have waited.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Chicago Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We have much more to get to. Every Wednesday is Dougie and Espo, pending Kyle Esposito. So stay tuned for much more. We'll be right back. MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Especially going back to Columbus Down.
Why? They were horrible this
year. Malibu and the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
Two out. And Lindor hits one in the air to deep left field. Back goes Yelich to the warning track. Looking up. It's out of here! Francisco Lindor with a grand slam to put the Mets in front. Oh, wow!
What a game that was last night. The Mets are trailing, I believe, 4-0 against the Milwaukee Brewers, and they find a way to come back. Three-run shot by Pete Alonso, grand slam by Francisco Lindor, and the Mets are continuing a race to win this division. It is that tight.
It is very tight, and what sucks is the Atlanta Braves just keep finding a way to win. There is no
They're not losing.
There is no stopping that team right now. And it's shades of last year. You know, Braves at the right time picked up the pace, and I'm afraid, even though the Mets have clinched playoffs, that they're not going to win the division.
A game and a half lead for the Metropolitans. Listen to this, Kyle.
What we got here?
So the Mets are 95-55. Their home record is 50-26. The Atlanta Braves are 93-56. Game and a half out. Their home record is 52-26. That is tight.
That is unbelievable.
This team, I mean, you could call, people like to complain on Twitter, oh, the Mets are going back to their old ways. No, the Atlanta Braves are playing some phenomenal baseball.
Some of the, you know, best plays I've ever seen has come out of that team. Dansby Swanson making an unbelievable catch just the other day. It's just, that team is unstoppable. And their rookie, Vaughn Grissom, oh my God. That dude.
Who?
Vaughn Grissom.
Oh, I've heard of him, but I'm not really...
He's hit some bombs, dude. He's going to be a great player in the future. Yeah.
And you got Alonso, you got Lindor, you got Olsen, you got all these top players for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
And it's honestly amazing how the Mets have been keeping where they've been.
Well, because this is a very diverse team. You know, you got a lot of players on that team that can play a lot of different ways.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I love the way Jeff McNeil plays. He plays literally every position besides catcher.
And pitcher.
And the dude, the way he bats, he knows how to choke up on the bat and not be a bomb hitter. He knows how to be a great hitter. He doesn't. Because you can't just hit bombs. And I'm beating a dead horse here because I said this before. You can't just be a team that tries to be home run derby. So, I love Jeff McNeil in that way. Pete Alonso is a great four hole.
And speaking of Pete, we have him on right now. We're not actually speaking to him, but this is from...
We have an audio clip.
We have an audio clip. So here is Pete Alonso after the Mets clinched a playoff berth.
Really good job at staying within ourselves and staying within our approach, not trying to get too big. And when guys are on base, I mean, we've both been really, really good at letting the pitchers come to us as opposed to trying to hit everything that they're throwing at us.
What's it like just being in a division race like this, so nip and tuck, both teams playing as well as they are? Just what's it like to come to the ballpark in this type of situation?
I mean, this is fun. I mean, this is what you're all excited for. This is what you work for in the offseason. I mean, this type of race, you have two great teams, but this is really fun because you get to find out what you're made of.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, this is really... This moment that we're in right now between the Mets and the Braves is like, who's got the bigger sack? Who's...
Daniel Vogelbeck.
Who's willing to...
Did you see him chugging that Bud Light?
Do you... I mean, I don't... I call him El Tortuga. That's my That means the tortoise in Spanish, I believe. That dude's a... He can run, too. Do you see the way he runs?
Oh, I was at one of those games.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's just great because Met fans, they're filled with joy right now. They're excited to see where things go. You know, they're not yelling, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
Now Yankee fans, on the other hand.
Yeah, but guess what? We fucking misjudged his home run.
I don't think Brandon understands how much you're going to use that clip from.
Oh, I'm going to.
He doesn't know what he got himself into.
Oh, man. We love Brandon, though.
We do.
But when you leave the eighth inning,
not a good look.
No, no, no. Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. If you want to give us a call, send us a text, send us a tweet, send us a comment, feel free. Call us at 732-806-1911 or tweet me, Real Doug Strava, or follow us on all your social media platforms. We have much more to get to on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We'll be right back.
Especially going back to Columbus downtown.
Why? They were horrible. This
Malibu and the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
MVP quarterback, and then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
He never got me my drink.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Don't sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
All right, we are back on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Today is Wednesday, September 21st, 2022, as the Doug Strava Show presents Dougie and Espo. All right, we are back, baby. And you know who else is back, Kyle?
Who? Oh.
Take a guess. Come on, we talked about in previous episodes that he was going to be out.
Who's out? I'm so lost.
How can you be lost? This is a sports show. And we talked in the past that he may be out the door, which will lead to him requesting a trade. But clearly, Kyle is not a true Brooklyn Net fan because Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving are back.
You could have gone anywhere with that. I wasn't thinking basketball. We never talk about basketball. But now that we're talking about basketball,
well, we already talked football. We already talked baseball. What else sport we got? Basketball.
All right. So let's talk about the Brooklyn Nets and how the team of Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Ben Simmons will win the NBA championship in the upcoming season.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I predict to you by November they will be 22-6. They're going to be a dominant team. Seth Curry, wonderful three-point shooter. We got Kyrie Irving, just a pure offensive monster. KD, who's a monster. Ben Simmons, who's in the paint monster. You got supporting cast of Royce O'Neal and TJ Warren with, Nick Claxton, who I hope is going to have a great year this year. You know, he's going to have a lot of minutes being the starting center. So, this team, I have a lot of expectations. You know, NBA championship or bust.
So, can you just do me a favor?
Yes.
Can you look into that camera and tell my viewers what you think's going to happen?
I think the Brooklyn Nets are going to win the NBA championship. The Brooklyn Nets will win the NBA championship.
You sure about that?
The Brooklyn Nets. Yes.
The Brooklyn Nets what?
Will win the NBA championship. Cry, pout, all you want.
I disagree with you.
I know you do. Hence the sound effects.
Because there's another team that's going to come out of the Eastern Conference.
If you say the Cleveland Cavaliers, I will hurt you.
You are 100% right, baby. The Cleveland Cavaliers are back. And they're back for good. Thank you guys for the applause. The Cavaliers are back.
Yeah, also.
Donovan Mitchell, baby. Darius Garland and Jared Allen. No one can touch that big three.
Just because you add Donovan Mitchell.
We're back, baby.
Who is the most...
We are back. Let's get another ring. We don't need LeBron. Have fun missing the playoffs in L.A.
Okay. Donovan Mitchell is a great player. Jared Allen is a great player. Caris LeVert is a great player. Lack of experience, though...
They did it last year. They got their experience in the play-in.
Yes, but how many... Well, Jared Allen will be his fourth season. Caris LeVert is fourth season, I believe. Donovan Mitchell, his fifth season. Darius Garland, his third season. No real experience. No real playoff experience. No.
The end. We are the champions.
I don't deny that you won't go to the playoffs.
We're going
to
be a top four team in the East.
You will be a top 10 team.
Top four. Who do we got to play against? The Celtics?
Yeah.
The Celtics, the Heat.
Yeah.
The Sixers? Come on.
Yeah.
The Nets?
Yeah.
All right, top five.
They're
top five, baby. Let's go. What did Kevin Garnett say?
I don't know. What did he say?
Anything is possible.
Sure. Yeah. But
I ain't worried. I think we're gonna have a solid team.
They will be a good team. They won't be a great team.
Elite team.
They won't be that.
They won 41 games last year, or 43 games
without. That was last year. We're talking about this year.
Without Donovan Mitchell. Add him to the team. The Jazz won 52 games with Donovan Mitchell. So let's not be like, oh, this guy, just because he didn't go to New York doesn't mean the guy sucks.
I've never said he sucks. I actually think Donovan Mitchell is a great player.
Yeah. And watch the Cavs, baby. Watch. I'm going to add another hat to my collection. 2016-2022 NBA champs. Just watch.
Wow.
I got no doubt. Do I think we're going to win it all? Not yet, but we got it, baby.
You'll probably... I'm not... Like I said, I'm just saying. They will be a playoff team.
So who do you think is going to win the championship? Realistically.
This is a... If the Lakers stay healthy... Maybe. Brooklyn, all fandom aside, I think they have a good shot. I think Milwaukee's always a good shot. I think the 76ers now have a good shot. Why? What? Who?
What?
Who am I missing?
You forgot to say the Cavaliers are now elite.
I'm not saying the Cavaliers.
Why not?
Because I don't think they're elite.
Do you see the roster?
They're too young.
So?
Not enough experience. Not enough playoff experience.
All right, I want to look at the NBA.
They will flop in the playoffs.
All right, let's look at the NBA standings.
They'll maybe win a round.
A round. Let's look at the standings. All right, hold on. Pulling the standings up. All right, NBA standings from last year. We got... All right, let's go to the East. All right. Miami Heat, 52-29 last year. They didn't add any big pieces, did they?
I mean, if you consider Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. The Celtics, 51-31.
They got already good established players there.
Milwaukee Bucks, 51-31.
Same ordeal.
Philadelphia 76ers.
They just added James Harden.
They had him.
Well...
Toronto Raptors, Chicago Bulls, 48 wins, 46 wins. Brooklyn Nets, 44 wins. The Hawks, 43 wins. Cavaliers, 44 wins. The Hornets, 43 wins. Add Donovan Mitchell to that team.
I still think the Bulls are better than the Cavaliers.
Are you out of your mind? Realistically, are you out of your mind?
Yes.
You think the Bulls are better?
I think the Bulls are better.
Oh, no
way. I think the
way.
Timberwolves are better.
Then the Cavs?
Yeah.
Oh, come on. That's where your delusion is talking.
I honestly believe that.
So you're going to take Tony Bradley over Jarrett
Tony Bradley
Allen?
Doesn't even play anymore.
He's on their roster.
Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of a different guy. Oh, yeah.
You're going to take you're going to take Alex Caruso over Donovan Mitchell?
I love Alex Caruso. Alex Caruso is amazing.
You're
going to
take Lonzo Ball over Darius Garland?
Yeah.
You're going to take DeMar DeRozan at 33 over Caris LeVert?
Yeah.
And you're going to take whoever their power, Andre Drummond over Evan Mobley?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong.
Okay, now let's go to the Timberwolves, because I think the Timberwolves
are also... All right, let's look
at
the Timberwolves roster.
I think they're also better than the Cavaliers.
They had a lucky run last year, and they celebrated like they won the world championship.
Even the Clippers are better than the Cavaliers.
I don't think so. All right, let's look at the Timberwolves roster, because right now I don't know if you're trying to mess with me. All right, so you would take Anthony Edwards over Caris LeVert.
Yes.
That makes sense. All right. Kyle Anderson over Evan Mobley?
He can play inside and out. Evan Mobley can't do that.
A washed up Rudy Gobert over...
Not washed.
Jarrett Allen?
He was just on a terrible Jazz team. Terrible fit Jazz team for him. On this Timberwolves team with Karl Anthony Towns, you can't tell me that duo can't...
D'Angelo Russell? Bryn Forbes?
Great three-point shooters.
Now let's look at my Cavaliers roster, just to show you something.
Matthew Dellavedova.
No, he's off the team. All right, this is our roster. Let's go. Let's take a look at it. All right. So this is our starters. Darius Garland.
Overrated.
Are you insane? Donovan Mitchell.
Great player.
Caris LeVert.
Will be great.
Jarrett Allen.
Will be amazing.
Evan Mobley.
Decent.
I don't get where you're taking this.
I'm just saying your team's not well suited for the NBA championship. I don't think they're. I think they're
just
on their.
Just
gotta
get to the playoffs.
I think you need at least two more seasons for you to be there.
So, are you closing the door on this championship
for the Cavs for this season?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, come on, Kyle.
I closed that damn door.
Come on.
And I'm locking it too.
Oh man. Again, if you're just joining us, this is Dougie and Espo, which is brought to you by the Doug Sorrell Show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then before you know it, hockey will be back. Doug Sorrell Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. We'll be right back. He never got me my drink.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let in the bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me. Don't sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
How come they didn't sell Malibu at the diner part of the casino?
Because it's a diner.
Yeah, but you're in Atlantic City, in the casino. He could have went to the bar and be like, I got this guy. He needs his Malibu.
It's the family part of the casino.
Yeah, but...
It's the they're not gonna...
All right, so let's get to the National Hockey League. Preseason hockey will be next Wednesday for me, Kyle. I'll be back at the Rock watching the Devils play. So, with all these new moves for this Devils team, where do you see our organization going, Kyle?
Well, I certainly hope we do something.
I hope so, too. I hope so, too.
Well, from what you're telling
me... Top 10 team, I think. Not in the league, in the conference.
Well, how do you... Well, you know more about this than I do. How? Tell me your expectations.
Well, they brought in Vitek Vanacek. They brought in Andre Palat. They brought in John Marino. So this... He's a big defenseman. So this team has improved. They brought in key pieces. P.K. Subban retired yesterday. So... And then to bring in a guy like Vitek Vanacek, I think he's going to help Blackwood. He's going to put pressure on him to keep his job. I see this team going... I see this team improving. You know, this is a team that needs to at least make it to 80, 90 points to show us, hey, you're not really wasting your money on your season tickets. You're going to see us improve. You're going to see us compete and play hockey. Just like this Giants team who is 2-0 right now, they're competing. Their next two games are home. They're playing the Cowboys without Dak, and they're playing the Chicago Bears. So this Giants team could be 4-0 by the end of week four.
That's a lot to process because, you know, we've seen a lot of, you know, I'm just going to say it, crappy Devils hockey.
Oh, yeah.
So I would certainly hope that you're right. I have heard
compete.
Of,
that's all I want. Compete.
Yes, please compete. Please compete.
Don't make me go home depressed.
Yeah, we don't win. A happy Doug. Happy Doug. Happy Doug.
Happy Doug.
Happy Doug.
Happy Doug. Happy what? Happy Doug. Happy podcast?
Yes. Happy. So you don't have to come on this show.
Ranting and being aggravated.
Yes, like we have before.
So happy Doug. Happy Espo.
Yes.
Happy Doug. Happy Espo. So since we went to the Stanley Cup final, Kyle, this has been our record. So we won 48 games in 2011-2012. Then, from there on out, was a mess. 19 wins, 35 wins, 32 wins, 38 wins, 28 wins, 44 wins, we made the playoffs. 31 wins, 28 wins, 19 wins, 27 wins. Let's see, this is where we finished in the standings. 7th, 7th, 8th, 8th, 5th, 8th, 7th, 7th. They've been at the 7th spot. Mm-hmm. Or the 8th spot. They haven't made the playoffs in a long time. So what I want is I just want improvement. I want to see this team win at least 36, 37 games, have close to 80, 90 points. Because look at the point total we've had. We've had Metro trailing 2-0 to Milwaukee, so that helps Atlanta. Look at these points we've had, Kyle. Since the Stanley Cup run, 102, 48, 88, 78, 84, 70, 97, 72, 68, 45, 63. 45 points.
45.
So, see, I just want to compare. And then league finish. The league finish has been embarrassing, too. Starting with the Stanley Cup year, 9th, then 22nd, 20th, 25th, 20th, 27th. 15th. Oh, this is a beauty. 29. 26th. This is another beauty. 29. And then 28th. So if we get to like the... Well, I want to see for this Devils
team... So they finished at least second to last,
yeah,
or third from last,
yeah,
within the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what I want to see is improvement. Look at the Eastern Conference since the Stanley Cup final. 6th, 11th, 10th, 13th, 12th, 16th, 8th, 15th, 14th, 14th.
Wow.
So I want to see at least top 10, 12. 10, 11, 12. That's improvement.
Please, for the love of God.
That's improvement. I do not want to see 29th, 28th, 25th, 26th. I want to see top 20 or top 18. That's what I want, Kyle.
And that's not that hard of an ask.
No. Just show improvement.
With these additions.
If they go like 38, 36, and 9, that is 84 points. That's improvement. That's what I want.
Now, let me ask you. Now, let me ask you. In your opinion, well, did you think that we gave... Were any of our subtractions substantial?
Yes.
Which ones?
I would say, hold on, let's take a look.
Because I do know who, my God.
I would say getting rid of PK hurt. I mean, him retiring does take an effect on the locker room. But other than that, we haven't really... I'm not really disappointed that we didn't bring certain guys back.
Who do we lose? Did we lose Butcher?
We lost him way back.
Okay.
I mean, they're AHL guys, so I'm not... We lost a lot of AHL guys, so
I'm just
really...
trying to think of, like... I'm trying to remember. Louis Domingue.
He's a Ranger. Yeah, we didn't really lose a lot of tough guys.
I remember I said Louis Domingue's gonna
be
great.
We gave up early on Ty Smith.
Really?
Yeah, we traded him for John Marino.
Okay.
And we didn't really have a solid goalie, so I'm glad we brought in Vaitrek Fenichek, who has had a great career with the Capitals so far.
Yeah, for real. Thanks a lot, Jordan Crawford.
Who?
Crawford.
What's his first name?
No, that's a basketball player. The guy in the Blackhawks.
Corey, not Jordan.
Corey Crawford. Sorry. Not a hockey... I mean, I am a hockey fan. I'm just not a diehard hockey fan.
And, you know,
Casual.
And bring up Vanacek. These are his numbers. 41 wins, 22 losses. Last year, he went 20-12 with the Caps. Okay. So if he could get us a few wins, I'd take that. I'd be happy.
I mean... It is tough to see Blackwood sometimes give up 4 goals, 5 goals. So, anything helps, I guess.
Yeah, I agree. We just need improvement, Kyle. That's all it takes. That's all it takes, Kyle.
God, don't we need it.
Again, if you're just joining us, this is the Doug Strawell Show. Presents Dougie and Espo, September 21st, 2022. If you're just joining us, you can follow us on all your podcast applications, YouTube and Facebook Live, Survivor Broadcasting. The Doug Survivor Show is brought to you by Stutz Betting, Bet Like Michael Lepore. And in memory of Mike, Kyle is going to do his impersonation of Mike on the Chargers so far. Let's hear it.
Hey, what can I say about Justin Herbert, you know? That guy's unbelievable. Chargers are going to make it to a Super Bowl this year, man. I'm telling you. You want to bet on it? You want to bet on it? Bet like Michael Lepore.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will have our Lepore betting segment where we will give our odds for next week. We'll be right back. MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Especially going back to Columbus Down.
Why? They were terrible this year.
Oh, Malibu at the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
You because you are probably known for losing a lot of bets, especially when it comes to the horse racing.
My lightning 5 picks. These are the ones I like. I mean, I love them. In my picks, you'll hear them later on. Yeah, that is my best bet.
You'll hear it in Stutz Betting.
Yes, that is my best bet.
All right, we are back on the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. Today is a very special episode as the Doug Strava Show presents Dougie and Espo.
That's us. If you didn't get it, that's us.
Yeah, that is us. So what I want to do now is normally we Lapora betting was meant to go on the app and like do future bets who we think could go here, but since it is the National Football League season,
right?
I am going to go to playoffpredictors.com.
Okay.
Hello. I thought that's what you were gonna say.
No, it was yawning.
All right, so we're going to playoffpredictor.com. NFL 2022-2023 season.
All 23, Jesus.
I know, right? All right, we are going to week 3. So I'm going to show this to the viewers. Share screen. NFLpredictor.com. And we are going to give our picks. So, we're going to start with Thursday Night Football. We got the Steelers and the Browns. Kyle, who do you have winning this game?
Well, coming off a upsetting loss against my New York Jets, you would hope that they would bounce back. I do see the Browns beating the Steelers. So, yeah, we'll go with Browns.
All right, nice. All right, Raiders, Titans.
Titans very dysfunctional. I go with the Raiders.
Ravens, Patriots.
Well, let's see. Ravens coming off of a loss. Patriots coming off of a win. Lamar Jackson trying to play as hard as he can for a new contract coming up. I like Mac Jones a lot, but I do see the Ravens beating the Patriots.
Bengals and the Jets.
I love Joey Burrow. I think we're gonna take a loss and say the Bengals over the Jets.
Good, because New York is our town. The Chiefs and the Colts.
Colts have been terrible. Chiefs.
Buffalo and the Dolphins.
Oh my God, that's a great game. Oh my God,
Brandon's gonna be there. I wonder if he'll leave early.
That's a great.
I wonder if he'll be early.
That's gonna be a slugfest. Oh my God. I think the Dolphins are going to pull the upset.
And it's going to suck because if he leaves early, imagine he leaves early and he like misses like a comeback.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game and it's going to come down to the wire and then the Dolphins are going to take it.
He'll be disappointed.
Yeah, but guess what? We fucking misjudged his home run.
Yeah, that did happen.
So you got Miami?
Miami.
Shout out to Nicole and Dave. Go Sports. Jaguars and the Chargers. Let's hear it.
I mean, I like Justin Herbert. He's on my fantasy team. What did he play? What did you say?
Jaguars.
I mean, with Doug Peterson, Jaguars actually got a freaking win. My God. I'm going to say the Chargers.
The Chargers. Chargers.
Chargers.
Chargers. Texans and the Chicago Bears. Bears, not the beer.
Who's going to win?
Yeah.
The referees.
It's a tie? You want to do a tie?
It's going to be a low-scoring game. Bears down. Let's go Bears.
Niners and the Broncos. Joe's team.
I'm going to go with the 49ers just because Garoppolo is playing. I think he's going to go out and be like in FU mode.
So how will Joe react to his Broncos losing?
I don't think he'll be pretty happy about it. I think they're going to whoop him.
All right. We got Matt Hunt's Vikings playing the Lions.
Oh, I love Dan Campbell.
So you're going with the Lions?
No.
Oh.
I'm going with the Vikings.
You got Alicia's Eagles versus James's Commanders.
Well, the Commanders, I will say, have surprised me with Curtis Samuel. But I do think that the Eagles are back.
Saints, Panthers.
Panthers, why not?
The Seahawks or the Falcons?
Oh, my God. Geno over Mariota. Shoot me. I'll go with Geno, former Jet.
Kyler versus Stafford. Cardinals versus Rams.
Oh, that's another great game. I'm going to go with Cardinals.
Bad, not bad. You got the Buccaneers versus the Packers.
I'm going to go with the Packers. Actually, no, I take that back. I'm going to go with the Bucs.
And the Bucs will be 3-0 despite.
I forgot how dysfunctional the Packers are, too.
And the Bucs are going to be 3-0 despite Brady not having it.
I still think that.
And I got the Giants over the Dallas Cowboys just because I think they have a lot to prove. Home field advantage works. Dak isn't there. Cowboys have been struggling without him besides last week. So the Giants are going to win this game. And the New York Giants, for the first time in, I don't know, will be 3-0. So look at these standings.
You didn't ask me what I think.
All right, who you got, Giants, Cowboys?
I actually do have the Giants.
All right, good.
I do have the Giants.
So after week three, look at the standings and how it's going to be. This is going to be interesting from the AFC side compared to the NFC side. Well, the Jaguars are going to have first place with a 1-2 record. But the Dolphins will be the best team in the AFC. You got the Dolphins at 3-0, the Chiefs 3-0, the Browns 2-1, Jaguars 1-2, Ravens 2-1, Chargers 2-1, Buffalo 2-1. And then from the NFC side, you got the Eagles at 3-0. You got the Bucks at 3-0. You got the Bears at 2-1, the Niners at 2-1, the Giants at 3-0, the Cardinals at 2-1, and then you got the Seahawks at 2-1. Oh, and then you got the Vikings at 2-1. Oh, that changes around. Vikings would be in the 3 spot because they would take control of the division.
Interesting.
That's going to be an interesting NFL season so far.
Matt Hunt's going to start doing backflips.
I know. He's going to be like my Vikings, man. He loves that team.
He always says, love my Vikings.
Brewers are beating the Mets 6-0.
Oh, great.
All right, so we do have Matt Hunt on. Matt, tell me about your Vikings.
Oh, well, you know, this team has sucked for, God, I don't know how long. And, you know, I think we had some pretty good plays. Made some pretty good plays, not going to lie. But, you know, we do have our problems. But I think we're going to do good this year.
What do you think about the play of Justin Jefferson, Matt?
Oh, the dude's a stud. Dude's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Unbelievable. Dude's nuts.
But how do you feel like with Kirk Cousins as your quarterback? Like, do you feel like he can lead this team to a playoff berth, a Super Bowl?
Well. I can't.
No, come on. This is great. We got Matt Hunt on.
I can't do a voice for that much.
I'm just going to talk like me. Matt Hunt's leaving the building.
Oh, come on. Matt Hunt's leaving. Do it for one more time.
I can't. Kirk Cousins, I think he's an overrated quarterback, but he is having a good season.
Because look what I put on the screen.
What?
Matt Hunt, Kyle joins the show.
Well, he left.
All right, he left. Kyle couldn't do the impersonation
for
that long.
Sorry,
but let's get to the Vikings. Do you think this team has what it takes to win this division and actually go on a run?
I think they'll surprise people. I think they're going to be full of surprises. Justin Jefferson, I think, lights up that offense somehow. And just by that, I think they can actually do this thing. I think they can actually be better than what they have been for God knows how long.
Well, you got Aaron Rodgers running that division.
Since they got screwed by the Saints.
Who?
Or who got... Oh, wait, no. The Saints got screwed by the Vikings. Never mind. I forgot.
Nah, that's just an excuse.
I mean, you can't deny they got screwed.
All right, we got much more to get to after this quick commercial break. The Doug Charles Show is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet
like Michael LaPua.
We miss you, Stutz. Chances.
Especially going back to Columbus Down.
Why? They were terrible this year.
Malibu and the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
Oh,
Hi, we are back on the Doug Charles Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. But if you bet like Michael Lepore, you'll most likely
lose. You will certainly lose.
All right, so baseball, the postseason is just around the corner.
From ending?
I mean the postseason.
Oh, yes.
It's just around the corner. So what I want to do, if I can find it, playerpredictions.com, if it comes up. All right. I want to do a playoff prediction.
Okay.
Based on the standings today.
Okay.
Based on the standings today. And that's how we're going to finish the show. So right now the wild card matchups are Padres-Atlanta, Philly-St. Louis, Mariners-Cleveland, Tampa Bay, and Toronto.
Okay.
So let's start with the Philly Cardinals series. I think the Phillies could end up falling and missing the playoffs. But based on the matchups today, we got the Phillies playing the Cardinals. Who do you think wins that best of three series?
I think the Cardinals.
So is it going to be an easy sweep?
I think that the Phillies will win at least one game.
All right. Atlanta and the Padres. The Padres could fall off too. You got Milwaukee, that's the only team alive for the playoff spot. Atlanta, or the Padres, I think Atlanta's going to steamroll this.
I agree.
I think it's going to be over in three games, no matter who they play.
I wouldn't say three games. I would say the Padres will...
Well, it'll be over in two, actually, because it'll be a two out of three.
Oh.
Because it's a best of three, so whoever wins the first two, it's over. Seattle and Cleveland. I think this is basically, yeah, it's basically between, yeah, this is the playoff teams because Baltimore is five games out.
I think Cleveland.
The Guardians. They went on a run. 81-67, the way that division was looking.
I think that duo of Bieber and McKenzie is very good.
And then we got Tampa Bay moving on against the Toronto Blue Jays. That's a guarantee. We didn't even have to go there. We know that's going to happen.
I'm trying to think if I want to agree with you.
No, you have to. Because it's happening, so.
Not with that pitching.
Don't matter. It's all about October. Not right now. So let's focus on what we're doing right now. We got the Dodgers playing the Braves.
Dodgers,
all right. We got the Dodgers winning. Dodgers.
As much as the Braves are kicking ass right now, I don't think they can survive the Dodgers.
Oh, for sure. Mets-Cards.
The Mets.
The Metsies. You don't think Pujols, Yadi, and Wainwright could win a title?
Yeah, maybe in a retirement home league.
A retirement home league. So we got the Yankees and the Guardians.
Yankees,
okay. All right. Disagree with you, but...
It's the freaking Guardians.
Don't matter. It's the Yankees. And then we got the Rays beating the Astros. There's no denying that.
No, they are not. They are not beating the Astros. You can't do that.
In a best of five?
POS. They are not.
Biased POS?
In this world right now, the Astros are better than every other American League team.
Yeah, but this is my show.
I don't care. You got to be straightforward.
All right,
the Rays,
fine. We got the Astros. They're going to win at least one game.
You can't look at me with a straight face that the Houston Astros are a worse team than the Tampa Bay Rays. Like, what in the world?
No, but I just don't want to see my team lose because the Rays, they're due for a title. It's been happening since 2019. Five straight winning seasons.
They always come up short, don't
okay.
they?
Yes, but let's not go there, Kyle. Let's not go there, please.
They try
right,
to
I
grab
that,
the imaginary brass ring, but... Oh.
All right, we got the Mets and the Dodgers.
Oh, my God.
Kyle's a hater. He's a Tampa Bay hater.
I'm not a Tampa Bay hater. I'm a Tampa Bay realist.
No, you're a hater.
I'm a realist.
You're a hater.
I keep it real.
Hater. Think about what they've been on a process. win the wild card game, losing the division series, go to the World Series, lose the World Series, losing the division series. They're due for something now.
And guess what the Houston Astros did?
Cheat.
They cheated. But they still technically won.
All right, Dodgers Mets. Let's stick to the subject, please. We're not trying to bash on my team here. I never bash on the Yankees, so
I'm gonna go with the Dodgers.
All right, Dodgers. And here we go. We're going with the Yankees.
I'm gonna go with the Astros.
Thank God you did not say the Yankees.
No, I like I said, I am a realist.
He's a realist.
I'm a realist.
Realist.
The realist, Kyle Esposito.
Because I'm going to go with the Astros and the Mets. It's either going to be Rays, Dodgers, or Astros, Mets. All right, so the World Series. Astros, Dodgers, who do you have winning a rematch of 2017?
Wow. I think the Dodgers.
I got the Astros.
I mean, it can go either way. I'm not even going to front. I think either team can pull it off. I just think that the Dodgers have more talent.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, the Mets, I'm not saying the Mets can't beat the Dodgers either. I think that is also a close call, too.
Yeah.
So it can go either way with that one.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. So that's, you think it's going to be Mets? I think it could be Mets Astros.
Yes. It's definitely not going to be the Yankees. Sorry, Yankee fans, but
it's not going to be the Yankees.
Can't deny the problem.
We got no shot. You guys got no shot.
Not to say no shot. I think we're going to try to do some damage, but I don't think we're
going to win. Does this look like a good bracket to you? Come here, look at the bracket. Just don't make sure the camera gets disconnected. Looks good, right? Everything you said?
Go back. Go back.
Just want to make sure it's all correct. It looks good, right?
No, not at all.
No?
No. You had me at the first part. You had me up to here. Yeah, that's a problem. This is a problem right here. Dodgers not winning against the Rays is a giant red flag, and I think you should consider some professional help. I can recommend a good counselor.
Well, based on this, the Rays are going undefeated in the postseason.
You are a joke. This is a joke.
No, I thought it was a great episode. I wouldn't say it's a joke.
He has a problem, people.
Why?
He lives in a fantasy land. It doesn't make sense how he can be so, like... He can be so... What's the word? So, like, realistic about the Devils, but he's so astronomically biased towards the Braves and... Well, the Mets, their excuse is fine, but the Rays.
Huh?
He's not even listening to me, folks.
No, you say I'm realistic about the Devils, but astronomically something about the Rays.
You are, but you're biased.
Biased? Give me a reason.
Do you see this Tampa Bay Rays team?
They're hurt. They're frustrating to play against sometimes on home. They're like 47-24, but on the road they suck.
Yes. Thank you.
But
that's all I wanted to hear.
Look.
That's all I wanted to hear.
Guys, before we conclude, I wanted to show you something.
Watch. You had us in 2012.
No, just look. Raise year by year record. You almost made me lose the app. All right, hold on. Watch. Rays year by year record. All right. Okay. You ready for this?
Sure.
If it comes up, ready? All right. What does this say? All right. 5 straight winning seasons, correct? 96 wins, 40 wins, 100 wins, 82 wins. Win the wild card, lost in the ALDS. Lose the World Series, losing the ALDS. Something
happened. So they come up short.
No, look at there. Losing the ALDS, lose World Series, lose ALDS.
Okay, so they always come up.
You're missing my point. They are going to win a world title sooner or later.
But it ain't going to be this year. I do agree.
All right, 2023 when Evan Longoria comes back after free agency.
Yes, and we'll use his brittle bones as a baseball bat.
Yeah, but you're making me frustrated right now.
Yeah, because I'm trying to get you to see what I see.
Yeah. I am going to yell. You really had me. I really want to yell.
Oh, you want to tussle?
I am going to yell, Kyle. You ready to hear me yell? You ready?
Yeah, but guess what? We fucking misjudged his home run.
Well, yeah, there is that.
All right. Thank you for listening to a special episode of the Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. This has been Dougie
and Espo.
Dougie and Espo. We'll see you guys next week, pending on if Kyle shows up. The Doug Strava Show, which is brought to you by Stutz Betting. Bet like Michael Lepore. See you guys next time. MVP quarterback. And then the other quarterback we have is Derek Carr.
Everything happens to me. Zach Wilson getting hurt happens to me. Not getting let into Bar A happens to me. Going to the hospital after the Jets beat the Titans happened to me.
Especially going back to Columbus Downs.
Why? They were terrible this year.
Malibu and the diner.
These leaders of these countries.
All right, 23 wins. So what's the difference?
Malibu at the diner part of the casino.
It's amazing. And listen, I love the setup, especially outside.
He campaigned. He wanted to be president.
Like wear like McKinnon, and then he would wear like a blue
MVP quarterback, and then the other quarterback.
Microphone and say you want to be the owner and runner of the.